This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Federal and local law enforcement agencies are investigating threats against some of Colorado's Supreme Court justices. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they were made after the court disqualified former President Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot.
The Denver Police Department says it's looking into incidents directed at some of the justices and is also providing extra patrols around their homes. The FBI said in a statement it is working with local law enforcement and will vigorously pursue any threats. Colorado's Supreme Court ruled 4-3 last week that Trump has committed insurrection and is therefore banned by the Constitution from seeking elected office again. That decision is being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A winter storm continues to disrupt post-Christmas travel across parts of Colorado. I-70 east of Aurora, all the way to the Kansas state line, and I-76 from Sterling to Nebraska remain closed due to safety concerns. Kenley Bonner with the National Weather Service.
So if you don't have to travel, especially if you're going to the northeastern portion of the state, avoid it.
Shelters are now open in Burlington, Yuma, and Cheyenne Wells for stranded travelers. Snow also continues for parts of the Denver metro area, with a few inches possible tonight. The storm is expected to move out of the state later tomorrow. The cost of an apartment dropped in 2023. Median Denver rent is nearly $1,400 for a one-bedroom and just over $1,700 for a two-bedroom. Apartment industry analysts predict rent will drop more in 2024 as new construction booms. This is CPR News.